The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the country. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A lot going on in the sports world, as we all know. Holy cow, March Madness just keeps on coming. Loyola Chicago makes it to the Final Four. Unbelievable story there, and obviously so much to talk about with the boys of summer. Literally, Major League Baseball opening day right around the corner. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing really good, man. I just, you know, this Loyola Chicago story is just so good. So, you start pulling for people and teams like this when they get this far.
Absolutely, man. It's pretty amazing. And Sister Jean, just amazing for her, obviously. But great story there with Loyola Chicago. We'll obviously get into that a lot, Mike. And there's a couple of games to talk about that'll be happening today as well. You'll obviously be seeing Villanova take on... who's Villanova playing, Mike? Give me that real quick. Who are they playing?
Oh, man, I'm going to have to effort that real quick. Texas Tech.
That's right, man. I'm just kidding around. They play Texas Tech, and then obviously the other one is Duke playing Kansas.
Go Duke. Let's go, Duke.
Well, I don't know. We're not going to see eye to eye on that one, brother. Obviously, my loyalties and ties are to the Jayhawks. My brother went to KU, so I obviously love them. Anyways, I know we're just getting warmed up, just getting loose. Just getting started. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Keep it close, everybody.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Getting a little confident after hitting just his third of the year. Quick three.
That is not the shot that Virginia wants.
Morrow will try a three. Got it! Morrow with a three! Does a little bow and arrow maneuver after he hits the three. And UMBC matching its largest lead again at 16-50-34.
3 minutes left in the first half. Nevada, turnover. Martin had it stripped, uncontested the other way. Custer lays it in. And Loyola once down, does a dozen, is within a penny at 24-23.
And that's a defense I was talking to you about. Man, they helped it. Before, it was like literally man-to-man with no help.
Loyola fans on their feet.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Obviously, a great call from John Thompson and the fellas on the game yesterday. Loyola Chicago getting through, beating Kansas State. And you know what? It was an interesting contest in the sense of, you know, you thought Kansas State had really turned the corner when they beat Kentucky the other day, Mike. And then, you know, you just thought, like, Loyola Chicago, sooner or later, things would catch up to these guys. But when you are the fifth or whatever, top one of the top teams, maybe even better than the fifth defensively all season long, a team that, or a school, I should say, that has not been to the March Madness tournament since 1985, Mike, they're making the most of it. You got to give them credit. Sister Jean, the whole story. Honestly, bro, I'm pulling for these guys. I'd love to see them win it all. How about you? Mike, where are you, man? Well, I don't know if he's there. We'll see if you can find him in just a moment. But
there he is.
Mike's okay, back, there man. I'm beating you up like Scotty, bro. How you doing?
Seriously,
I mean, in all honesty, it's an amazing story, amazing that they are a small school like this, and they're at the Final Four. They're 11 seed, man. You know, something that hasn't been done for a while, first and foremost with that. But again, they haven't been to this tournament since 1985. Talk about making the most of a situation, right?
Oh, yeah. They're absolutely making the most of it. And besides, you know, besides my own kind of personal bracket, having Duke win it all, I mean, really, in reality, to have a team like this win it, you know, Loyola of Chicago would just be – I think it would be so good for college basketball in general that it's hard not to pull for them.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, man. You got to be pulling for them. Everybody in the country is pulling for them. It is what it is. It's great stuff. That's what it is to me anyways. But if you want to get in on the conversation, people, give us a call. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well, dorfonsportsradio.com. Let's get back into it, Mike. You know, the other game, Michigan, Florida State, really interesting how that game was played down the stretch. I don't know what was going on with Florida State exactly in the waning moments of that ball game, but this is your only shot. This is your only opportunity. You play 40 minutes. You're not guaranteed to keep playing 40 minutes. I feel like his team, the Florida State guys, with about 7 seconds or so left in that game, just decided to throw the towel in.
I think the coaches decided to throw the towel in. I blame the coaches more than I blame the players. The, you know, Leonard Hamilton, and you know, he from a coach's perspective, you foul. You take your chances. Are your chances of winning the game slim if you start fouling and free throws are made or not made? Yeah, it's slim, but you play until that clock has triple zero on it. And who knows what happens, down the stretch. Miss free throws, then you get a quick two, quick three. You got to keep playing. And last night, I don't know, that coaching staff they failed their players in a big way in the last 10, 11 seconds of the game. It was unbelievable. I was like, why are they not fouling? They got to foul, take their chances.
Yeah. We've seen this happen in a couple occasions here throughout the tournament. There was a game, I don't remember exactly who it was the other day, but they didn't have enough fouls toward the end of the Nevada. That's what it was. It was the Nevada game the other day where they didn't have enough fouls when they were playing Loyola Chicago, by the way. They didn't have enough fouls there toward the end of the game. They were, which is surprising, to be honest with you, when you have three or four fouls and you've played 20 minutes of basketball. So that in itself is somewhat of a shock. But toward the end of a ball game, it does pay to have fouls and to take fouls at that point, because until there are 10 fouls from either team, you're shooting 1-1. And if you don't make the first bucket, obviously, that gives you a great opportunity to cut into leads. At this point in the game, both these teams, Florida State and Michigan, were both in the double bonus. But even still, when there's a will, there's a way. And it just seemed like Leonard Hamilton, like you're saying, and the Florida State coaching staff just decided, you know what, enough is enough. Let's make this a close finish. But I don't understand the whole process there with just saying, lay off. You're only down 4 points. There's about 7 seconds left. We've seen stranger things happen in sports. I can remember Reggie Miller making like 11 points in about 6 seconds or something like that against the New York Knickerbockers back in the day when he was playing for the Indiana Pacers. So we have seen miracles happen before. I think that Leonard Hamilton took his foot off the gas, I should say, a little bit early, Mike.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're down four. They hit the free throw, or they miss the free throw. Now you get down court real quick. You hit a quick two. Now you're down two. You foul. They miss another one. You come. There's all sorts of possibilities that could have happened in those last 10, 11 seconds of that game. And Hamilton, even after the game, when he was being interviewed, he got kind of ticked off at the reporter for asking the question, but the reporter asked a legit question.
I think it was, what was it, Dana Jacobson? Dana or somebody
Jacobson,
like?
Yeah, yeah. She's pretty legit reporter. I mean, she's done it all and seen it all. So, I mean, she asked a legit question to him. And I understand why, Hamilton got all, I don't know, he got kind of butthurt at the end, with the question, but he also has to realize that that's a legit question. It's not only going to be asked by her, but it's going to be asked by any other person, covering Florida State. So, like you said, they took the foot off the gas too soon. They gave up too soon. You don't give up until it reached triple zero.
I agree with you on that one. And in Leonard Hamilton's defense, I know I heard the presser and I heard what he said, and basically he said in a nutshell that he felt the game was lost before the last few seconds of the game. However, like you're saying, you play till that final buzzer. You always have a chance. Crazy things can happen. And ultimately, hopefully, he learned something from this where it just sets a bad example. I'm sorry, but it just sets a bad example. If you're going to quit, then your kids are going to quit. And we know that that's not a good thing in general. So I just didn't like the way that they just stopped playing. However, with that being said, I don't necessarily disagree with him either that the game was lost in different ways and different times. They had several opportunities to take the lead or get that game tied, and they could never do it there in the second half. And I know that they were playing from behind for most of the second half too, Mike, because they never got the lead. And Michigan came out really strong on a 7-0 run to start the second half. So they were put in a position where they had to play from behind the whole time. So I guess that even makes more sense as to why you wouldn't stop playing until the final buzzer.
No, it makes – yeah. I mean, I absolutely agree with you there. So, I mean, it's one of those things where it's just one of those weird things that happen where you just kind of scratch your head a little bit. And hopefully, like you said, Hamilton, the staff, the players, they kind of learn from their last part of the game there and make the corrections going forward so they just don't do it again.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it was a heck of a run from Florida State, too, people.
Yes,
by the way,
was.
You know,
yeah.
I don't think that they expected themselves to get this far in the tournament. Obviously, they were a 9 seed, so truth be told, it was a heck of a season for those guys, too. I know the music is playing. I know we got to take a quick pause for the calls, but get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online. Check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We'll be back in just a few, people. Keep it close. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
The Kaiser Gates up top. Pass goes in the canter. Ball slapped out of his hands. Blew it. Got it back. Down the paint. Blew it. Had it knocked out of his hands. Here comes Florida State in transition. Forrest to the right side. Up three for Savoy for the lead. Good! P.J. Savoy. Florida State 71. Xavier 70. 60 seconds to go.
This is Dorf on Sports.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Love daily fantasy but tired of being stuck on the sidelines? We have some great news. Now you can make picks live when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, and if you're right, win real cash and get to talk trash. WinView Games is a live sports prediction app that is sweeping the nation, and it's super easy to play. During the game, props are sent straight to your phone. You can compete in tournament-style contests that are available every quarter. WinView also has a $12,500 jackpot during the NFL playoffs called the Perfect Game. It's a winner-take-all prize if you get each prop right during the quarter. So put your sports obsession to better use. Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. $20 first-time depositors get a $20 playthrough match. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Into the left corner it goes. Hachimura gets Bates Diop in the air. In orbit around the arc, right side, Norvell at the sideline. Five to shoot. Let's it rip for three. Oh, my goodness! Norvell, another bullseye for Gonzaga. 76-69. They'll make posters of him already in his freshman season. He had the game winner Thursday. He's got 26 today.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Yeah. All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at us. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, Mike. So we've been talking a little bit about the games that obviously took place on Saturday. Let's talk a little bit about the matchup that we'll be seeing today, Texas Tech and Villanova. That's the first game out of the gate. And then Duke playing Kansas. Obviously, two perennial powerhouses there. Duke is interesting because of their size. Kansas is interesting because, you know what? They always find a way to lose, but this season they're finding a way to win, and it's been very fun to watch this team grow before our very own eyes. Maybe a year before they really were thought to make a good run, but they're here, man. Time is now. All of a sudden, Texas Tech, a heck of a run from them. And when I think about it, Mike, a lot of these Big 12 teams got pretty far in the tournament. Very impressive what they've done. Villanova, what can we say about them? They're just consistency, man. When you think about that team, I just think about consistently how they continue to get to the tournament, how they continually get to go deep into the tournament. So in all honesty, I think we have some really good competitive basketball games today.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't ask for much more than what we're getting today. We got a 1-3 with Villanova and Texas Tech. And we got 1-2 with Rock Chalk and the Dookie Boys. So, you know, for everybody that loves these, you know, lower seeds coming in, I mean, today is what most people look forward to, are the big boys, you know, the high seeds going against each other for all the marbles to get to the Final Four in San Antonio. Totally.
No, I agree. I mean, some interesting players on Texas Tech. The Smith brothers that they have, Keenan Evans, the kid who can score for them, their guard. Yeah. Just a lot of quality players on that team, well coached, that they can press you. They can play pretty good defense. They can get up and down the floor. Villanova, we know about Jalen Brunson, who's a player of the year candidate for them. Obviously a great coach there, just a great system. What's going to give here in this matchup, Mike?
You know, it could be Villanova's ability to run up and down the court because all season, I mean, they go on these huge runs that just bury teams. And I think, you know, if there's something's going to separate the two teams out, I think it's going to be that. I mean, you know, you look at Villanova in their second round match with Alabama. They opened the half with an 18-1 run. And from there, it was over. I mean, they buried, you know, Bama and moved on, and they went on, you know, against Xavier earlier in the season. They went on a 30-9 run to put Xavier, and Xavier's a quality program, and that's a big time basketball program there. And they just smoked them right out of the gate in February. So, you know, Villanova's ability to get up and down the court and just go on these massive runs, I think is what could separate it out against Texas Tech today.
No, I think that's a decent call. And what I was impressed with Villanova the other day is, you know, they were playing a very physical, tough West Virginia team. It took them about 20 minutes to figure that team out. Like you're saying, you know, with the Alabamas and other teams throughout the season, you know, you can play this team pretty tightly for about a 20-minute period or that first half, but they do usually figure it out. Like I said, they make really good halftime adjustments, and I agree with you. They can score in bunches, which makes them very, very dangerous. And Texas Tech, ultimately at times, Mike, they do have trouble scoring the ball for stretches of time. So it's going to be very critical for them today at the TD Garden in Boston to be able to score or slow Villanova down and not let them score too much. Because like you said, a bunch or a run is coming from Villanova at a certain time. Yep. We just don't know when, right?
Yeah, and it's not, you know, when Nova goes on these runs, it's not like they're just shooting from the outside and getting buckets that way. They're getting buckets off the break. They're getting buckets off of jumpers. They're getting buckets taking it to the cup. There's different ways that they can score in bunches. And I think, you know, that Texas Tech is going to have a problem with that. And like you said, they go stretches where they don't score. And if you're going to try and match Nova bucket for bucket, you got to be able to score. You got to be able to score all the time. And the other thing that I think is going to separate Nova out is that coaching staff has won the title in the last couple of years. They know how to get there. They know how to do this. They've done it before. They've won the title. And we talk about experience all the time. And when you have that experience, especially with your coaching staff and a guy that is bright as Jay Wright, holy God, that's going to play a big role as well, coming down the stretch here and trying to get to the Final Four.
No, I agree 100%. I'm looking forward to that matchup. Obviously, Texas Tech, Villanova going at it. 6.5-point favorite is Villanova, but expect this to be close. Expect this to be a really good basketball game. Hey, let's talk real quickly about Duke playing Kansas today. That'll obviously be going on after that game. A lot of star power here, man. Let's be serious. You know, you got Marvin Bagley, a kid who's been averaging a double-double throughout the whole tournament, and he does it with such ease. That's what I find amazing about this kid.
Yep.
21 and Absolutely. 11, and then he can throw the ball a little bit. He gets you a steal here and there, and obviously just a guy that is a very good basketball player. Carter, another guy down low, I think is just a tough guy to handle. So those two guys down low, Grayson Allen, Knox, you got other guys that can just step up and make plays for them and just hit shots at big key times. But
yeah.
with that being said, though, Kansas all year long has stepped up as well. Devontae Graham has been an unbelievable player this year in his senior season. Other guys, Newman, Azubuki looked good in his return the other day. He's going to have to play big against those guys down low once again. Honestly, this is so close to me. These two teams are very, very equal as far as what they could or could not do on the floor. I'm excited to watch this game today, Mike. I really am.
Here's what you got to say. Duke, Kansas, Coach K, Bill Self, Bagley, Graham. I mean, you just go down the comparisons, and it's appointment television today. It is absolutely appointment television. And with the Final Four on the line here, I think both teams are going to step up to the challenge, and I think this game could easily go overtime. And it's going to be a shame to see either one of these teams lose, because like we said at the top of the program, this is what everybody wants to see. Everybody wants to see the Blue Bloods. Everybody wants to see the big boys, you know, knock heads, and who's going to get the knockout punch today. If you're betting on the game, I mean, it would almost be a pick'em game to me, because they're pretty evenly matched. I mean, Kansas may have some things in the back, you know, in the backcourt that would, you know, give them the advantage. Duke has it down low. The coaches, you know, look, they've both won titles, multiple titles. I mean, it's, they know how to do this. This is why this is Duke, and this is why this is Kansas.
No, but I think you brought up a great point. I absolutely give the advantage down low to Duke, but I give the guard play advantage to KU. So what gives? I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause, so we're going to do that. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Trent, he will stay in the game. Duke stays in the zone. Winston trying to get possession. Langford with a fadeaway, won't stay down. And it belongs to the Spartans, and Bagley might have taken an elbow or some sort of a shot to the face. As you can see, he is down and in considerable discomfort right now.
10 seconds left in the half. DiVincenzo with the dribble. Steps into a three-pointer. It's up and it's good. Dante DiVincenzo's fifth three-pointer of the half. Sexton the other way. Can't hit on the runner from half court. And the half comes to an end with a flurry for Villanova. Dante DiVincenzo, what a first half he had. 18 points, 5 for 9 from three-point range. And Villanova goes into the dressing room at the break with a five-point lead.
Newman gets a ball screen from Lightfoot, cuts in on an angle. Inside amongst two defenders, passes it out. Mikhailuk wide open, three, got it. That was a big one. 71-63, Jayhawks, 1:12 left. Timeout, Seton Hall.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Mystery Tackle Box is the most fun and affordable way to discover new lures every month. Go to mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio now. Select your target species, select your subscription length, get your Mystery Tackle Box delivered, and catch more fish. It's that easy. They offer 7 different species and monthly to 12-month subscriptions, plus gift subscriptions that are perfect for any angler. Not only will you discover new lures and save up to 40% off retail prices, but Mystery Tackle Box also produces amazing content on their blog, social media, and YouTube channel to help make you a better, more well-rounded angler. And we've partnered with them to get you all a great deal. Use the promo code FISHTALK for $10 off your first subscription. Visit mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio to learn more and subscribe. That's mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio.
Picks it up and sprints down the court. Gio's on the move. Down the left side, right to the rim to lay it up and in with 25.8 seconds left. 69-66, Texas Tech. Zach Smith to inbound, can run the baseline, and does, moving from right to left. Gets it into Keaton Evans. They look for the trap on him. Got the ball locked away, loose on the floor. Scramble is on court. Gators grab it. Back to Chioza. 17 seconds left. Gators down by 3. Chioza brings the dribble along the sideline. Chris Beard is near midcourt trying to urge on his defense. Chioza dribbling left into the paint. Fires a pass left corner. Kulichov shoots the 3 for the tie. Side of the iron short. Rebound Stone. Left corner Allen for 3. Side of the iron, no. Rebound grabbed by Zach Smith. It's over. Texas Tech wins. Texas Tech wins 69-66. The Red Raiders here
in the Lone Star State in front of all their fans will move on to the Sweet 16. The first time since 2005 that Texas Tech will play in a regional semifinal. A 69-66 win over the Florida Gators. Florida had looks at it, but could not finish. And Texas Tech will play on.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Gotta love the madness, people. Welcome back in. Yes, Texas Tech will have a chance to beat Villanova and go to the Final Four. Will it happen? You'll have to watch the game to see. Duke playing Kansas. For both those teams, an opportunity to get to the Final Four. Who wins that game? Who knows? You'll have to see that as well. Check them out. They're happening today, as we all know. March Madness in full effect. Full effect. You like that, Mike?
That's, you know, it sounds probably like you do in Vegas after a couple of nights, but, you know.
That's probably very true. Anyways, a lot to get into in the sports world. We're going to switch gears just a little bit. We're going to keep talking hoops, though. We're going to talk some NBA basketball right now. Mike, as we're looking at the last couple weeks here in the NBA, it's kind of hard to believe, but wow, man, the playoffs are like, here's the weird thing. We've got Major League Baseball starting, I believe, this coming Wednesday, right? And we then will have NBA playoffs to follow in the next couple, 3 weeks. In all honesty, man, this is like my favorite time with sports because then we have NHL hockey playoffs coming. And then, like I said, baseball starting and all that stuff. It's just a really, really fantastic time of the year. But in the NBA right now, as it sits, Toronto, a 4.5 game lead over Boston. It looks to me like Toronto will have the best record in the Eastern Conference. Who's going to be 3? Who's going to be 4? Who's going to be 5 and maybe even 6? I guess that's what will be determined. Miami and Milwaukee, I think, are pretty set being 7 and 8. So will Cleveland wind up 3 or will they wind up 6? That's still out there and it could happen. Right now, they have a game lead over Philadelphia. It's been Indiana, like, right there the whole time, but now Philadelphia has jumped up to the 4th spot. I think that's pretty interesting and pretty cool, to be honest with you. A young team that has obviously grown right before our eyes and matured. We talk about experience. They have tons of young guys, but they're gaining experience, which is cool. The Wizards have slipped a little bit because John Wall not playing probably more so than anything, to be honest with you. But with that being said, they're still in the mix. But I'm interested to see who winds up 3 and who winds up 6 in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, no, there's still a lot to be decided here in these last few games of the season. And you know, you got Toronto here just sitting at the top of the crow's nest, just looking down on everybody. Boston is, you know, look, Boston is injured beyond belief right now. They just been decimated with injuries. You know, Cleveland, They're 7-3 in their last 10, but they still don't play defense. You know, you got Philly, like you said, they're young, but they're gaining experience, which this experience that they're gaining is going to benefit them down the line and maybe even gets them out of the first round of the playoffs. Who knows? You know, I mean, you get a young team like this, they don't know any better. They're just like, oh, hey, we're just playing ball. I think Washington's going to be a 6 seed. They don't have Wall, and they're 4-6 in their last 10. They're up and down. They're about they're 500 ball right now. So we'll see what happens with Philly. Your Bucks in the Heat, yeah, they're pretty much locked in to 7 and 8. I mean, it might change maybe a little bit. Maybe the Bucks move up to 7 and the Heat go to 8, but you know, they're pretty much locked into those last two spots. But you know, look, for all those people that doubted Toronto, you know, if everybody knows that I'm a Celtic guy, but if, you know, Boston gets knocked out, you know, look out for the Raptors. They're just playing ball. They can play small ball. They can go inside. They can get a lot of points real quick. And I think they're being underestimated just a little bit, you know, even though they're going to be the one seed in the East.
Yeah, with that being said, did you watch that game that they played with Cleveland the other day? Holy cow, man.
I mean, I saw highlights and stuff, yeah.
I mean, it was a highlight reel game, to be honest with you. A ton of points scored from both those guys. If I'm not mistaken, it was 132 to 129 was the final. They basically let LeBron run crazy, I'll be honest with you. LeBron played fantastic. If he would play that way all the time, then maybe their record would be a little bit better. But LeBron even is starting to take time off, or, you know, plays off and plays defense on and off now. I'm not sold that Toronto will get through. I still think that LeBron and Cleveland are going to give everybody nightmares and fits, but sooner or later, the passing of the guard does have to happen. And is Toronto poised to make that move? Time will tell. I mean, we'll see. So we'll have to see how it all plays out. But again, I do think we're going to have a much better playoff in general throughout the whole NBA. I think competitive wise, we're not going to see sweep after sweep, and we're not going to get to, necessarily Cleveland and Golden State 4.0 because of something else that you mentioned, which is very, very important too. You talked about Boston being decimated with injuries. Well, who else is decimated with injuries right now? The Golden State Warriors. So I'll tell you what, if they're not poised and they're not ready to go and they're not healthy, Houston is absolutely capable of knocking those guys off the block, man.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, Houston is up by 4.5 games right now. They go into Portland, and Portland was playing fantastic ball. They had won, I don't know, 12, 13 in a row or something
right,
like that.
Right, yeah.
And they go into the Rose Garden, or the Moda Center, they call it now, and they just tell Portland, sit down. Like, you're not ready for prime time. We're the big dogs in the conference. We're going to show you what happened. And Harden, you know, in that game, I watched that game. Harden just proved to me, okay, yeah, he's the MVP. I mean, you know, you can make other arguments for other players, but Harden gets the MVP this year. I mean, bottom line. And if you look at the standings, bro, like, when's the last time that you saw Golden State 4.5 games behind anybody, you know, in the last 3-4 years? I mean, this doesn't happen. I mean, you got KD with a cracked rib. You got, you know, Curry, you know, who has an ankle. Now he has an ACL thing from the other day when he got rolled up on. So there's a lot of questions with Golden State right now just because of the injury bug. So we will see how it all plays out. But right now, you got to think Houston is in the driver's seat for sure in the Western Conference. And if you're going to win it, you got to go to Houston and take it from them.
Yeah, no, I mean, the addition of Chris Paul has been absolutely fantastic. He and James Harden share the ball. I mean, people thought that there might be an issue with that. I'm not seeing any issues whatsoever, to be quite honest with you. I think that they have a very good understanding of what they both need to do when they're both on the floor together, when they're on the floor separately. I'm very impressed with how quickly Mike D'Antoni was able to put that together for the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, knowing how we know D'Antoni's offense and stuff, since we live in Phoenix and we were exposed to that for a few years. It's great to see him kind of doing well again and coaching well and getting a little bit of credit. But real quick here, the team that I don't know if I'd want to play really in the first round is Utah. And Utah right now is sitting in that 8 spot, and Utah is playing some pretty good basketball. Donovan Mitchell is showing why he needs to be in that rookie of the year, you know, conversation a little bit. Maybe not win it, but I mean, at least put him in the conversation. You know,
why not win it? The kid has been fantastic. The Utah Jazz are playing great. You're right. They started out the season absolutely atrociously, and all of a sudden they really figured it out. They put it together, and I agree with you. They're a dangerous team. I don't necessarily think they can beat Houston 4 out of 7 games. We've seen it before where Seattle was able, Denver many, many years ago when they were an 8 seed with Dikembe Mutombo, how they went out and they beat
Dale Ellis.
Yes, that Seattle Supersonic team with Sean Kemp, Dale Ellis. They had a bunch of stars on that team. I think Nate McNeil, yeah. McNeil was even playing back then. Yeah. Nate McMillan, who went later to coach. There was a time where that did happen. And by the way, you are hanging out on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We're here every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. So check us out. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. That's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And, you know, you're talking about Portland, and they have a great thing going. Don't get me wrong, with McCollum and obviously Damon Lillard and Aminu, they just have so many like guys that are athletes on that team. Their big guy is really skilled. Yeah. They just have a really interesting dynamic team. It's unfortunate that they're playing in the same conference as the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors, because those teams are 14 or 15 games better than them, which is like hard to believe, because like you just said, Portland just ran off 13, 14, 15 straight, whatever it is. They had a nice long streak that they put together. So ultimately, again, the Western Conference, it's going to be better as well, dude. This is going to be interesting. This is going to be exciting, because like you said, the Utah Jazz, man, they're not necessarily going to beat Houston, but they may give Houston a run for their money, man. That easily goes five games. Does it go six or seven, though, right? I guess that's the question.
Yeah, you could. You know what? I could see them winning a couple of games, because they play, when when they're at home, they win twice as much when they're at home than they do on the road. I mean, they're 24-12 at home. They're 17-20 away from Salt Lake. So, there's enough young talent on there to where, we were talking about, some of these college teams not having enough talent or young talent and not knowing any better. Utah may not know any better, and they may get a couple of games. Who knows? I mean, you just never know. But, I'm totally with you in terms of, Houston probably wins that series. But the question is, do you win it in six? Do you win it in seven? That kind of thing. So, I think the big question for me is Oklahoma City. Like, what team kind of shows up here a little bit? Yeah, go ahead.
No, I agree with you. Look, bottom line is I think that the West is a little bit better than the East from top to bottom.
Yeah.
And I really think, like you said, it's going to be interesting to see how some of these things play out. I do think we're going to have a better playoff. Will the games that they play against these eight seeds, will they take a toll? I guess that's the real question. And like you said, can they get through them quickly so that they don't take that big of a toll? And I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause, so we're going to do that. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through a Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Paul, to Luke, back to Chris, four on the shot clock.
3 minutes.
All the move. Puts Gobert on skates. That's just not fair.
Got a mismatch here, Beauty. James dancing with it. Got it in his left. Hurdle moving his feet well.
Not well enough.
How about
That's LeBron James, folks.
Rosen has 25 and a half. DeMar DeRozan, six to go. Got all the way to the foot.
DeMar!
Dominant! Dynamite! Detonates on Detroit!
On this well, or did you think it was certain to work?
I thought it was going to be...
Oh, man, hard. Oh, he stared at Wesley Johnson, and then he hits a three. Wow. He put him on the deck, and then he hesitated. Stared at him for a few seconds. My goodness.
I lost my train of thought, man.
And they're putting Curry in the pick and roll, trying to get him on Irving. Irving and Curry, one-on-one. Irving puts it up. It's good. Kyrie Irving from downtown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
DeVal uses a screen up on top. He's hemmed in, throws back to the near side. DeLaurier down to the block. They go back to Allen. Shot fake. Step into a three. It's good right before the buzzer. Grayson Allen buries a three-pointer as the buzzer sounds at the end of the first half. And Duke is going to go to the locker room at halftime, leading by 14, 53-39.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We're going to be back with another hour for you, so obviously hang tight, keep us through the break, and get your thoughts and your opinions, man. Seriously, so much to talk about. How you feeling about March Madness? How you feeling about Major League Baseball? It's literally right around the corner. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back with hour number two. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
On the Sunday morning talk shows, Ohio Governor John Kasich reacting to the president's decision to nominate former UN Ambassador John Bolton to replace H.R. McMaster as National Security Advisor, saying he doesn't like that Bolton is calling for preemptive strikes in Iran and North Korea, telling CNN State of the Union.
That kind of language bothers me. Premature bombing and all that. But the most important, or preemptive bombing, I should say.
Meantime, President Trump may be considering expelling Russian diplomats after the poisoning of a former Russian spy in England. This comes just weeks after the United Kingdom expelled diplomats for poisoning Sergei Skripal and his daughter, Moscow being blamed for that attack. And a Fox News poll showing some tightening races for Republicans after the latest generic ballot test when voters were asked who they'd vote for in the fall election. Democrats were up 15 points, the gap narrowing since then, now up 5 points in the latest poll. This is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. Tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. Isn't it time to make a change? If drugs and alcohol is a problem in your life or someone you care about, it's time to make a change. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering amazing life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Program has successfully helped over 50,000 people get their life back. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple call to 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. That's 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. We are open 24/7 and all calls are confidential and free. Call now. 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com.
Hundreds of thousands of people across the country gathered yesterday to rally for gun control. Students and others chanting and carrying various signs protesting on a packed Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. between the Capitol and the White House. There were also rallies in New York, Boston, Houston, and Parkland, Florida, where 17 people were killed when a teenage gunman opened fire at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School on Valentine's Day. A drunk pilot strands more than 100 passengers at Stuttgart Airport in Germany. Shortly before takeoff to Lisbon, an employee at the airport saw the co-pilot walking unsteadily and reeking of alcohol. The AP saying the airline authorities were notified and the passengers all put up in hotels overnight. They'll be able to fly out Monday at the earliest. Two firefighters in West Virginia have died after their truck flips while they were responding to a serious car accident on Saturday night. The firefighters were volunteers. That accident happening south of Charleston on Interstate 77. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Two lawyers thought to be joining the president's legal team in the Robert Mueller investigation will not be representing the president in this matter. That's according to Trump's personal lawyer, Jay Sekulow. Sekulow saying the two have conflicts of interest that won't allow them to represent the president regarding the Mueller investigation, but will be assisting Trump in other legal matters. Mexican officials say autopsies have determined that an Iowa family of four died in their vacation condo on the Yucatan Peninsula of gas asphyxiation. USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The bodies of Kevin and Amy Sharp and their two children were found on Friday in that small tourist town, and officials had said there were no signs of foul play or suicide. Mexican officials now say they have to determine what kind of gas was involved and how it got into that unit. Back in Iowa, a family friend says,
"It's just heartbreaking to think, you know, they probably saved for how long for this trip, and they were excited about it, and for something like this to happen, it's just unfathomable."
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than 150 pilot whales were found beached on an Australian shore on Friday. We get details from Wendy King.
Only about 15 of them survived, according to officials. Ben Tannock of Australia's Parks and Wildlife Service said trained volunteers and specialists would attempt to herd the surviving whales, who weigh between 1 and 6 tons, out to deeper water. "It's one of the mysteries of nature," Tannock said. "Hopefully we can save as many as we can, but once they come ashore like this, they do deteriorate quite quickly." I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the country. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Thoughts and opinions encouraged. Welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Man, oh man, the March Madness has absolutely delivered. We've loved what we've seen so far. I can only hope that it continues with Loyola Chicago to continue this amazing run that they've had as they are now in the Final Four. Amazing stuff. I love it. It's great. Fantastic. Michigan as well in the Final Four, and we are still waiting on Kansas and Duke, Villanova, Texas Tech. That'll be played today, and we'll find out the last two teams to make it into the Final Four. Obviously, Major League Baseball going on very soon, very shortly, right in our backyard, the last couple few days of spring training going on, NBA basketball jockeying for playoff position, NHL hockey coming in hot. It's a great time to be talking sports, Mike Wilson. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, man. And yeah, it is a very good time to be talking sports because you got all four major sports going.
I agree, brother. We're just getting warmed up, people. Get on board. 1-800-878-7529. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well, dorfonsportsradio.com. Hey, Mike, we haven't talked any football yet today. Can you believe that?
I was just thinking about that the other day. A few minutes ago, and I was like, wow, that's kind of a shock. But I do have a question for you here.
Yeah, what's up?
You know, and it doesn't have anything to do with football, doesn't have anything to do with college basketball, anything like that, but it's a sport that's dear to you, and it's tennis, man. You know, I hear last night in this Miami Open that Caroline Wozniacki, I'm not sure how you say her last name, she got beat, but the story isn't that she got beat. It's the story that her family was treated pretty poor by fans in the stands. Nieces and nephews told Denami. What do you think about when you hear stuff like that?
Look, it's very unfortunate, obviously, when pro athletes have to deal with anything other than the game itself and obviously the crowds and whatnot. But that's part of it. However, you do not want to see somebody's family having people go after their family. So this is something that's a little bit disturbing, to be honest with you, Mike. And Caroline Wozniacki, by the way, that's how you pronounce her last name, Wozniacki.
Okay.
I understand, man. And it's, I'm looking at some of the tweets that were thrown out there. David Lee, it's just a random person, not necessarily David Lee who plays in the NBA, but someone that says, disgusting atmosphere, hope something can be done to prevent this from happening again. And the truth is you don't want to have things like this happen to people's family. It's uncalled for. It's not needed. Again, these people are out there and they're just trying to do what they do, which is their profession. And you are supposed to be there watching, enjoying the entertainment, not trying to be the entertainment. And that's always been my thing when I go to a sporting event. I'm there to report on that. I'm not trying to be the news. And ultimately, these are people that wanted to make themselves the spotlight versus what they really should have been the spotlight, which is the tennis that they were watching, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know, you know, this has kind of been a problem approaching, you know, last I would say 7, 8, 10 years, something like that, where more fans are just feel emboldened to do stuff like this. And it's just, to me, it's disgusting. I mean, you know, David Lee is her fiance and everything, and so he had to endure that. And I mean, come on, when you're telling two small kids to sit the F down, you know, I mean, you're a special kind of stupid. You know, especially just moron that feels the need to say stuff like that. And it's just disheartening to see, because when anybody goes to a sporting event, you want to be entertained. You don't want to have to deal with other things like that. And you just want to enjoy the tennis match in front of you, the basketball game that's being played, the football game. You don't want to have to deal with these hooligans that are pulling off, you know, pulling this kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, again, man, we go to sporting events to enjoy ourselves. And that's really the bottom line. You're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to have a good time. Try to keep all your personal stuff aside. Hey, Mike, I do want to get into some NFL football with you, though. And I do appreciate you bringing that to light, though, because obviously we do want to bring everything out that we possibly can. And there's other things that people can bring out, too. And you can get at us to do that, 1-800-878-7529. But let's talk a little NFL football. And let's why don't we start here in the desert with the Arizona Cardinals. You know, I've kind of been torn about what they've done here in the offseason. You know, they bring in a guy named Sam Bradford. They bring in Mike Glennon. Two guys who are veterans, but at the same time, they're not guys that you want to build your franchise around either when you think about that. So what it's done is it's made the urgency for them to go out and get a quarterback that much more instant, if you will. So they do need to make a move somehow, some way to get a quarterback in this draft, whether they move up in the draft. Ultimately, I think that's what they're trying to do. And I think it won't happen until draft day, to be honest with you, Mike. But what are you feeling about the Arizona Cardinals and the moves that they've made in the offseason so far?
You know, I'm like you. I'm pretty underwhelmed with the whole Glennon and Bradford, Sam Bradford, excuse me, you know, move. But you know, you had to go get some quarterback. So they have some quarterbacks that they can work with. And the big thing with Bradford is, look, if he's healthy, he can play. But that's a big if. I mean, you know, all the social memes down here have ambulances on the way to Cardinal Stadium already, or saying that's Bradford's on his way to the game, you know, in an ambulance. But I think they do have to move up in the draft and get a quarterback, get one of these quarterbacks, you know, and whatever they have to do. But at the same time, it's hard to say what these top three teams are going to do. I mean, I'm pretty sure Cleveland's going to take Darnold, and I think this Josh Allen kid is gaining some momentum. You know, people have come away from his pro day like this kid is it. And that he showed great touch and accuracy and all that kind of stuff. Well, he should have. He was in shorts and a T-shirt, not getting rushed or bitten around the ankles by some 290-pound defensive end. So Darnold goes number one. I'm interested to see where Saquon goes. Saquon Barkley, the running back out of Penn State, see if he actually goes two to New York or if he drops down to four. What are the Jets going to do? Jets move up, they trade, with Indianapolis, right?
Yes.
And you know, what's going to happen there? Who are they looking at? Who do they want? Do they want Allen? Do they want Rosen? Do they want Mayfield? So there's a lot of just ifs right now, and we're still a month out from the draft. I think the Cardinals have to go after one of these quarterbacks like a Rosen, a Mayfield, I'm big on them taking Lamar Jackson if they stay where they're at. I mean, I think that's who they have to kind of target, have him sit for a couple of years, learn how to learn the system, get stronger, you know, all those kind of things. But, you know, they're out of the Darnold and Josh Allen sweepstakes, I think. I still think they could have an outside shot at getting Rosen, though.
Well, yeah, Rosen maybe. I'm really high on Lamar Jackson, too. I really like that kid. I think he's got some interesting attributes to him. And obviously the usage of his legs is huge. Yeah. We saw how important that was for Deshaun Watson. And Deshaun Watson, by the way, was very high on Lamar Jackson, which I found to be interesting. Like, he almost wants his team to take him as a backup. But when you think about that, then you'd have two quarterbacks that are incredibly similar, right? So you wouldn't have to change much when you think about that dynamic. You know, I want to ask you a little bit about Tyrann Mathieu. I don't know if you've been listening and hearing a little bit about this kid, but obviously they let him go or wouldn't re-sign him, and he didn't want to come back for less money. Yeah. So we all know how that goes. But with that being said, I'm impressed with Tyrann Mathieu and how he has accepted this. And now he wants to go somewhere else. And maybe he's looking at it where he is a guy now to be a leader and take on that role. Is it his time to do that kind of thing? What do you think?
I think so. I mean, he's gained so much experience from the other guys here in Arizona, kind of teaching him how to be a professional. And you're right. He's handled this getting released by the Cardinals, I think, pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, people asked him about taking a pay cut, and he was honest. It was like, yeah, I wasn't going to take less money. This is what I wanted. And so, you know, he's going to go to Houston. So, you know, we'll see how he helps that young team out.
Yeah, and I think the point about the money wasn't so much that he didn't want to take less money. He didn't like the way that the Cardinals were throwing money at Sam Bradford and exactly. Mike Glennon when they could have been throwing the money that he was supposed to get back to him. And I understand him being unhappy about this. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause, so we're going to do that. Again, get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. Keep it close, everybody. You're hanging out with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and yes, it is another weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back.
It's third down and 10. Keenum is in the gun from his 39. Four-man front, six in the secondary. Shotgun snap. He moves up. He throws a long line drive on the near side. Leaping to a catch made. Oh, my goodness. It's going to go in for the touchdown. Grabbed by Fields. He broke the tackle. 61-yard touchdown. The Vikings have won.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than
$500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Love daily fantasy, but tired of being stuck on the sidelines? We have some great news. Now you can make picks live when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, and if you're right, win real cash and get to talk trash. WinView Games is a live sports prediction app that is sweeping the nation, and it's super easy to play. During the game, props are sent straight to your phone. You can compete in tournament-style contests that are available every quarter. WinView also has a $12,500 jackpot during the NFL playoffs called the Perfect Game. It's a winner-take-all prize if you get each prop right during the quarter. So put your sports obsession to better use. Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. $20 first-time depositors get a $20 playthrough match. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Butler toward the end zone, and it is caught for a touchdown by Jakeem Grant.
Undersized receiver, he goes up and gets it.
Third down and about 3.5 from the 21. McCoy in the backfield, takes the handoff, runs up the middle, breaks a tackle. He's inside the 10, cuts to the left, into the end zone. Buffalo wins. 21-yard touchdown run by the Bills. They win it in overtime, 13-7. And a whole host of Bills are diving all over the snow and chasing down LeSean McCoy in the left corner of the end zone as the Bills pull it out in overtime.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is another weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. I love hearing those highlights, Mike. I'm sorry, man, but there's nothing like NFL football, bro. And now we have, obviously, the draft coming up and lots of things to talk about over the next few months about what's a catch and not a catch and who's going to be playing quarterback for who and who's not going to make it and who's going to make it. And what do you think about Johnny Manziel coming back out on the field, you know, getting an opportunity to throw in front of people? Does he get a job before Colin Kaepernick, or does Colin Kaepernick get a job before Johnny Manziel? And with that said, would you trust either one of these guys to be your quarterback?
I don't know how much the trust would be there because they, you know, Cap, let's face it, Cap had a couple of years where he played pretty good football. I mean, he had, you know, he had, I mean, he almost got to the Super Bowl or almost won the Super Bowl, excuse me.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, you know, it could be a little different with Cap, but I think, you know, your original question of him or Manziel getting a chance first, you got to go with Manziel because Cap is just, he's been blacklisted. He's been blackballed a little bit because of the whole kneeling thing and owners don't want, they don't want a guy that has that perception, that kind of baggage that comes with him on their sidelines because they can lose, you know, they'll lose a certain amount of fans, season tickets, all that kind of stuff. Because the bottom line to the owners is, well, one of them is, are you winning? The other one is, how much money did we make over the weekend, you know, on our Sunday home game? So, you know, I would have to go, certainly have to go with Manziel if that was the case. But we'll see how all this shakes out. But what do you think, Dorf? I mean, does Manziel or Cap get a shot first?
Look, I think Johnny Manziel, personally, you know, what the guy throws a good ball. It's just a matter of whether or not the guy has his head on straight. Let's be honest. I mean, so, and Colin Kaepernick, I just think there's too much baggage outside. Yep. And I think there's too many hard feelings about it. With Johnny Manziel, it's like you're giving this guy another chance because, you know what, he's showing that he has the ability to do this. But at the same time, he was too immature at the point when we gave him the opportunity the first time. Let's see if he's matured enough to handle this. Whereas Colin Kaepernick, I think it just brings up so many other things that we don't necessarily need to have come up at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. It's a distraction, and coaches don't like distractions. Owners don't like distractions, especially for a football team. So, no, I'm totally on board with you thinking that Manziel's going to get it, even though I don't think Manziel's going to be all that successful if he gets a second chance. But, you know, I mean, let me ask you this. You talk about Manziel and all the question marks that he has. You know, you got Baker Mayfield coming out in draft, and he has some questionable things off the field, you know, drunken, disorderly conduct, video of him running from police. You know, if he gets drafted by a team like New York and he's exposed to that New York lifestyle, or that nightlife out there in Manhattan, you know, do you take a chance if you're the Jets on somebody like that?
It's an interesting question. Again, man, you know, these guys supposedly do their homework about character, about they do all kinds of research about all these kids. They know them inside and out, right? So hopefully you do your homework well enough and you can make the right decision for your franchise or your organization. Ultimately, again, look, you're representing yourself. You're representing your family. You're representing your organization. You're representing the people that drafted you. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that you're either going to let down or you're going to make really proud. You know what I'm saying? So it becomes something to that individual as to how you want people to judge you throughout the rest of your life. And again, when we're talking about Johnny Manziel, I think this is a great point. We've seen many people before get second chances or third chances and make the most of it. Sometimes you have to hit rock bottom, Mike, before you realize that, you know what, your, you know what, smells the same way that everybody else's stuff smells. And the truth is that you're no better than anybody else when you're going down a path that is destructive or not a good path. So ultimately, what you need to do is find the right character guys, the right people to come into your system and build with you what you're trying to build. And you have to have a common goal about getting better as a person and getting better as a teammate and getting better as a team in general. So it's really hard to find that guy, as we know, but you know what? Johnny Manziel was pretty damn good at Texas A&M. So ultimately, it hasn't transferred over to the NFL game for him yet at this point. Doesn't mean it's over, though. The guy's young enough to figure it out. And as we've seen before, time after time, we give people second, third, fourth, fifth chances. Johnny Manziel's just getting another chance here, Mike.
Yeah, he is. And so, you know, does that translate to Mayfield? You know, because he has some issues off the field. And, you know, when it comes to draft day, teams can say whatever they want leading up to the draft. But we all know that things that happen in that war room when they want a player, but he has some of this off the field stuff that sticks out and there's videotape of it.
Yeah.
You know, they get a little skittish. They get a little hesitant about taking a player like that because they don't want to deal with it. And you got to figure, if Mayfield drops a little bit, is that the reason why? And maybe if he drops a little bit, does he fall right into Arizona's hands?
Yeah, I mean, and that could very easily take place, like you're saying. And you know what? Look, again, man, do your homework. Everybody makes mistakes. We all know that. So you're going to grow as a person throughout your life. And truth be told, I've always told kids, I've told a lot of people, look, man, I know you want to be seen on TV or you want to be in the spotlight. Listen, sometimes put the camera down, put the phone down. Don't put yourself in a position where you might be doing something that's a little questionable, even though you think it's really cool at the time. It might be a little questionable. It might put you in, it just might put you in a bad position where you're going to have to do some explaining. And ultimately, it's a lot easier if you don't have to ever do that explaining, Mike, right? So just do good things, man. Be a good person. It's not that difficult, is it?
No, it's not that difficult. And sometimes just laying low is the best thing that you can do. Go to your job, do your job, train, go home, and just chill out, man. Because you don't want to be the 5 o'clock news guy. You don't want to be that athlete. And if you are, because Odell Beckham, I'm telling you, he may be cutting his life a little short there in New York, because New York doesn't like to deal with this stuff over and over again. And he's kind of, he could be cutting his cord a little short here.
Well, and we know the guy's fantastic. I mean, he can make spectacular plays, unbelievable catches, but he also has that side of him where he gets emotional on the field. He does some interesting things. And then off field, man, you just got to keep it cool. Like you said, man, chill, dude. People want to get you in trouble. You got to realize that. Be smarter. Stay away from trouble. Speaking of that, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back. We're going to continue rapping about sports, and we'll probably get back into March Madness a little bit. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
You don't understand when people come up to us, like, what the hell is your son doing? And I didn't really feel that until my mom said that. She just broke down. She was crying, and I saw the trickle-down effects of what I was doing in my daily life that were meaningless and pointless.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Mystery Tackle Box is the most fun and affordable way to discover new lures every month. Go to mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio now. Select your target species, select your subscription length, get your Mystery Tackle Box delivered, and catch more fish. It's that easy. They offer 7 different species and monthly to 12-month subscriptions, plus gift subscriptions that are perfect for any angler. Not only will you discover new lures and save up to 40% off retail prices, but Mystery Tackle Box also produces amazing content on their blog, social media, and YouTube channel to help make you a better, more well-rounded angler. And we've partnered with them to get you all a great deal. Use the promo code FISHTALK for $10 off your first subscription. Visit mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio to learn more and subscribe. That's mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guaranteed to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you are age 85 or younger,
Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Here comes Simpson up the floor to the left side, drop to a Rockmont. Rockmont leads it for Matthews for three. It's good! They're on fire! The Wolverines on top, 33-12 with 8:26 to play here in the first half, and another timeout by Billy Kennedy.
Made it. Richardson gets it in, and the horn sounds! That's it! And Cinderella will continue to dance! Loyola's off to the Elite Eight! They defeat Nevada 69-68 in dramatic fashion. How about the Ramblers?
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. And yes, how about those Ramblers, man? They just keep on rambling on, man. It's an amazing tournament. I love this tournament.
It Sister gives Jean.
Us... Yeah, it gives us something like nothing else, to be honest with you. March Madness, you got to love it. Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well. It would be DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, before we jump out to Mitch in Santa Monica, we love talking to that guy. He's a passionate sports fan. We love it. But truth be told, really, really good stuff from March Madness. And when you talk about that Loyola Chicago team or the university, they haven't been there since 1985. It's just an unbelievable story. And you said it, Mike. Sister Jean, I mean, honestly, it is so beautiful. It's so fun to watch. It's inspiring. I mean, this gal is 98 years old, and she knows the ins and outs of basketball. She gives these guys insight, and it's just, it's amazing to see how this team has brought so many people together. It's an amazing story. I love it. Yeah, she does. She needs it. Hey, she needs her own bobblehead, man.
Hey, and she's getting it.
Is she?
Yeah. Bobblehead sales are off and running, dude. Sister Jean, I think I'm going to have to get a bobblehead, stick that baby right on my thing at work or right in my home somewhere and be like, is everything going to be okay? I mean, I wouldn't have to go to confessional, dude.
I'd have
Sister Jean right there.
Amazing.
But yeah, you're exactly right with the Ramblers, man. I mean, this is such a good story, and they haven't been, you know, they haven't been this far in, you know, eternity to kind of keep it, you know, kind of religious with Sister Jean. You know, I don't want to go too far off the rocker with that. But, you know, there's a lot of good things happening. And for everybody that kind of gets down on college basketball from time to time, and that includes me. I get down on it from a certain standpoint because it can be tough to watch sometimes because it isn't as free flowing as the NBA. This is what turns around most people's opinions about college basketball when you got a team like Loyola Chicago or even Kansas State getting as far as they did, or you know, any one of the other lower seeds that, you know, Buffalo pulling the upset, all those kind of things that make college basketball as special as it is.
Yeah, we had for the first time ever a 16 beat a one seed. Yeah. They were 135-0 before. Virginia's the first one to go down. UMBC, that's a great story as well.
Yes.
Speaking
yes.
of stories, though, let's jump out to the phones. We'll hook up with our buddy Mitch in Santa Monica. I'm sure he's got a lot to add to this. Mitch, you got the Dorf Man. You got Mike Wilson. It is another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. What's got on your mind today, man? What's up, Mitch? I don't know if we got him. I'm not sure. So if we get him, we'll bring him up in a moment. Mitch, are you there? Oh, okay. Mitch is out. Sorry, man. He's gone. Gonzo. That's fine. That's okay.
No, he's probably hitting the beach in Santa Monica.
He probably is. No, he always comes to us from interesting places anyway. But look, man, the bottom line is this tournament has been better than any tournament that I could ever imagine that I've ever seen, to be honest with you. Just the upsets have been incredible. Just amazing. Like, seriously, just amazing. But let's get into the games that are going to happen again today. I mean, we know what took place yesterday. Michigan advances. Obviously, they're in the Final Four. And that was an interesting game. Oh, I guess we do have Mitch. So we'll jump out to Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, we've obviously been talking a little bit about March Madness. I'm sure you've got a lot to add to this. You know me. I'm Andy Dorf. You got Mike Wilson as well. It's a Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Welcome in, man. What's up?
The words of the great Dickie Betts and the Allman Brothers. Lord, I was born a rambling man. Trying to do the best I can. When it's time for leaving, I hope you understand. I was born a rambling man. And I got to tell you, those rambling men, I don't think they're leaving so soon with Sister Jean. I mean, this is one of the greatest stories. I know you guys are talking about it, but you just can't stop talking about it. Truly have a true Cinderella in that team and their leader, Sister Jean. It's wonderful to see. It's such a great thing that's happened. I mean, you know, they finally win a game by more than 2 points that isn't a nail biter. But there's part of the tournament that I think that doesn't get recognized enough. And you only can really see it in college basketball. You can't see it in college football. We don't see it in baseball much. But when you see when the teams that are losing and you see the seniors crying, what you don't understand, and I didn't understand it until last year when my son, who was a high school senior pitcher, pitched his last game and came off the mound and was in tears. Not that he didn't do well because he actually didn't have a great outing, but he realized at that moment in time he would never play baseball again at that level. And these guys, most of these kids you see there crying, are realizing that true realization that they will never play basketball again in their lives like this. They may play pickup leagues, they may play other things, but never on this type of stage. Sure, some will go pro, but that is very few. And so when you watch these games and you see the upsets or even the non-upsets, when you see those jerseys go over the faces of those kids, it's not really because they've lost. It's because of the realization of the finality of what all they've known since they were little kids. I saw it with my kid last year. From 5 years old, he held a baseball, and he knew he would never play baseball again. And that's what makes this, because you can see these players' faces. You can come in tight and see the tears dripping. You can't see that really in football or any other sport like that. On such a grand stage, you know, as much as you want to hate a team or love a team or whatever you want to do on a team, to see that emotion, that's what makes this tournament so great. And that's part of the storyline that I don't think people really, really understand.
No, that's a good point, Mitch. I mean, look, the bottom line is you're only guaranteed 40 minutes. So the fact that you get past one round of this tournament, you know what, there's a lot to be said for that. But the truth is I think you bring up a lot of good points. I mean, these kids will never be with those kids again. They won't have that feeling, that magical feeling of March Madness. I can understand and I can appreciate exactly what you're saying. And I'll be honest with you, I've thought about it from time to time. And they're getting an opportunity to go out there and showcase their talent and be in the spotlight. And whether it's for the last time or whether or not they go on to the NBA, they had that moment, man. And that's more than a lot of people get in general. So ultimately, I don't feel bad for kids that lose and are going home and going on to different things, because the truth of the matter is a very small percentage, like you said, go on to play at the professional level. So I think the realization of everything coming to an end is a lot to handle, but ultimately it's to be expected. I'm sorry, but it is to be expected to a certain degree. Mike, what do you think?
No, I tend to agree. I mean, when I played my last high school game, whether it was soccer or basketball or whatever, it was a sad moment. But life goes on, and you gotta find your way through this thing we call life. And these kids, whether they get to play at another level, they got to realize that life goes on. You got to make the best of it. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, Mitch.
The realization is there, but it, you know, that realization, once it actually becomes it, and you know, if you're an 18-year-old kid, 19, or you're 19, 20-year-old, 21-year-old kid, that's something when you poured your heart and soul into it. But another point I want to make, and I know this is also something that's come up, but you know, Loyola Chicago isn't doing this out of sheer luck. We've got 4-year players there. We're showing. Yeah. What happens when kids stick around, you know, and have chemistry? You know, if you've got the raw talent, and you're able to gel for 4 years together, you're able to do greatness. You know, sure, if you've got some superstars and they're one and done and there's something special, you'll be able to blow through this thing. But I think that's what we're seeing with these mid-majors. You know, during the regular season, yeah, maybe that doesn't happen. But over the length of the season, and then when it comes time for tournament, or when it comes time to with a nurse to kick in, and you need that maturity level, the difference between a senior and a freshman is night and day. I mean, I look at it in my own house where I have a senior in college and a freshman in college, and you know, they're just two on the maturity level, they're just different people. And I think you're seeing that with these teams that are rising up, and that maybe, you know, the one and done isn't necessarily the formula for all these schools, and then they're not going to make it.
Hey, great stuff, Mitch. We're up against a break, man. I really appreciate your thoughts and your opinions, man. You can always catch me later tonight as well, 10 p.m. Pacific time, doing the sports overnight weekend recap. So check me out there later, brother.
All right. But then again, look at today's bracket. What, we got ones and twos all over the place, right?
Yeah, but that's what we expect here and there. So we got a little bit of what we expect, and we got a little bit of what we don't expect. But hey, man, again, we're up against it, man. Appreciate your thoughts and your opinions, Mitch. Man, oh, man. You can tell that guy is a passionate sports fan, Mike.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He always brings it, man. It's always great to hear from Mitch in Santa Monica. He's good. Like I said, he's probably calling from the beach, but, I mean, you know, you got to suffer, you got to suffer.
Yeah, totally, man. Life is rough. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and obviously wrap it up the way we always do. We'll have our final thoughts and opinions on the day, and then obviously we'll send you off for the week, people. So keep it close, everybody. A lot to get into, and obviously never enough time to do it. But he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be back for one final time here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody. Keep it close.
...75% free throw shooter. His first is no good. It bounced out. Wardenburg tapped the offensive rebound, grabbed by Richardson. Here comes Loyola, a chance to win it. Towns into the front court. On the left wing, top to Ingram, three for the win. Good! He made it! He made it as the buzzer expires. The Loyola players storm off their bench. They're mobbing their teammate. What a shot to win it! 64-62 Loyola, and the Ramblers will move on.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Far surpassed our expectations of how well he was going to play.
From 71 feet, count it. Add another moment to Bay Hill War.
Did I just see that?
I think the great expectations are now real.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in for the final time today, people. And obviously, we appreciate you listening to us. You can catch us every Sunday live, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. You can always catch me later at 10 p.m. Pacific time doing the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America. But as we do each and every week at this time, Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf, we give you our final thoughts about what we think in the sports world. Mike, you're up, brother. What's up?
Hey, man, spring always springs forward and there's new birth, you know, coming out, all those sayings, right? But we got Major League Baseball, and I'm looking forward to seeing if Houston can repeat. I'm looking forward to seeing if my Cubs can get back to the World Series. But just knowing that everybody's at the same spot and everybody's, you know, the records are 0-0. And looking forward to 162 games and the marathon to the end.
No, I agree, man. I'm looking forward to watching my Milwaukee Brewers as they made some good moves. I still think they need a couple of arms to help out with the pitching staff a little bit. But I do agree, man. They made some moves, and I think that this Major League Baseball season is going to be very interesting. Very interested to see how Houston does as well, man. But my final thought is going to be about March Madness, man, and why not? Look. We're going to see who the final two teams are to make it to Final Four this week, this weekend, I should say. And obviously, it's Texas Tech playing Villanova, Duke playing Kansas. I'm rooting for Kansas. I'm rooting for Texas Tech. I like the underdog to a certain degree. And obviously, I also have some ties to Kansas. My brother went to the University of Kansas, so I got to give them a little bit of love. I do give them a little bit of love. And then honestly, man, it's just been an unbelievable tournament. Just amazing. You watch these kids flow everything out there with all their heart and their desire. They're only guaranteed 40 minutes, man. That's the truth, man. 40 minutes. Anyways, we got to get the heck out of Dodge until next week. For Mike Wilson, for Scott on the other side of the glass, making everything possible, I would be the Dorfman. Peace. We'll talk to you next week, everybody.
Show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. The next time.